ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 2 January, Monday. Yeah, we're live at the Power Hour today, 2011. Thank you so very much for joining us, caring about your world and wanting to get better each day. That's what it's all about at the Power Hour, and I do welcome you back. I am so glad to be back, so glad to be able to talk with you, to hear what you have to say for this new year, and to learn more together, because we all need to become stronger, more fit, more capable, more active in what we do, because it is coming to one of the most significant times in our lives, and we are so grateful to be alive at this time. This is an exciting time to be alive. I guarantee you. I don't have to tell you. It is a very exciting time, and I am just so glad to know all of you and to sort of be in the foxhole with all of you. We don't know what's going to happen, but you know, we do see in front of us almost a new fallen snow. Think about it. No footprints in the snow yet. Ever go out in the morning and there's no children, just a few deer maybe that have been in the snow, and it's just beautiful. Well, we've got a new fallen snow before us also, and it is our steps that will mark that snow. And may each one of those steps be the best, well-placed that we can do. And I truly am honored to know all of you. You know, we will save this world if it is to be saved. Those of us who love the truth and who bond together in the belief that we can find the truth, though we've been lied to so very much. You know, that I was over the weekend, I was doing a lot of reflecting and reading and listening, and I remember this little boy, Maddie Stepanek. Maddie Stepanek said, before he died, his last full sentence to his mother was, "Choose to inhale. Don't just breathe in." Think about that. Think about that throughout the day. We are going to start with predictions today. In the bottom of this hour, we are going to have people that will start joining us to let us know what they think is going to happen in 2012. Bob Chapman will join us at the bottom of this hour. Then Stan Deo will join us. Doreen Hannes, attorney Scott Tips, and Dave Krieger. Marie Gunther has outlined quite a program today, so we can find out what they're thinking from all the different areas. We'll only have about 30 minutes with each person, and I encourage you to support these people in their mission and what they're doing. Bob Chapman, Stan Deo, Doreen Hannes, attorney Scott Tips, and Dave Krieger, because they are leading the area, leading their own area, their own mission, of which we all must find our mission. And that's what I pray for you this year, is I pray for you to find your mission, become focused, and become active. If you're watching the news today, and we will talk about this, of course, tomorrow is the Iowa caucus. If you're watching news, if you're watching television, you cannot get away. You've been hearing about it for months now, and the Iowa caucus is tomorrow. And, of course, the attitude is, anybody but Ron Paul. That's what they are attempting to do, and the message that they are attempting to get across to you. So we will have plenty to talk about today. There's more news than I can even possibly touch. Cynthia did an amazing job of collecting all the news over the holidays. So if you were busy celebrating or doing something else, she's got all the news that happened for you. At the Power Hour. Wanda probably was up all night putting it up because it's quite complete. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Welcome back. And this is the year. This is Joyce Riley. 3 minutes. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body.
They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for caring about your world. You know, as I was saying earlier, that this is like a new fallen snow before us, a whole entire year. And we make the choices where our feet go and what is seen from where our feet have been. You could say it's an unwritten chapter, an unwritten book. It is all ahead of us. It is our choice how we live this year. And all I can say to you is I hope that you, like Matty Stepanek said, just before he died, 14 years old, this young boy said to his mother, "Mom, don't just inhale. Choose to inhale. Don't breathe. Just choose to inhale. Make a difference in your life, in the lives of other people. Make everything, every conscious effort of everything that you do, living in the now and appreciating every single thing that we have and that we do. Because gratitude is where it's at. And I hope that you're teaching your children gratitude over this holiday if they receive gifts from people. I hope you share gratitude because that is one of the most important things that a person be able to show. You can almost see the feeling or lack of feeling in people as to whether or not they can show gratitude. It's a very important, pivotal point that many people miss in their lives. Their parents don't teach them. So I'm just grateful for you, for the fact that we're back together again. I do hope you had some thoughts over the holiday. You know, it's interesting. I went to look about the ball that drops on New Year's Eve. And it says, New Year's Eve, a pagan holiday. I was kind of shocked. I had never seen that before. And I did some reading on that. But it is a pivotal time that our calendar turns. And we have a new year. And it is now, of course, 2012. So I hope that you spent time thinking about where we are and what you can do. Because it's all about the truth. And I do put a lot of my trust in my Heavenly Father. All my trust in my Heavenly Father. Not man, but in our Creator, our God, Yahweh, whatever you choose to call Him. That is where our faith is. We do not put it in man, but then we have man that leads. So we're kind of in this kind of questionable period in which we look to Ron Paul. We think he is going to be an answer should he be elected. He will certainly change things. And I know you've probably thought about this. How much emphasis do we put on man? Well, the media puts an awful lot of emphasis on man and on television and on the media and on the candidates. You know, it's interesting because they're saying now that if Mitt Romney wins the Iowa caucus, then that means he will probably win the nomination. If Ron Paul wins the caucus, it means the Iowa caucus doesn't matter. Can you believe that? I mean, there is such distorted thinking on television now to drive people away from Ron Paul. They don't want a swell of people that are going to be out there watching the polls, watching the people as they come out, taking post-poll questions. They don't want people to do this. They can't have them doing this. Because if they do, then people are going to know if they've messed with the vote. So Huntsman is skipping Iowa. And unfortunately, Rick Perry is skipping Virginia. Because he didn't get on the ballot in time. So is Mitt Romney skipping Virginia. Ron Paul's on the ballot there, though. And it's just incredible what's happening to drive people toward Rick Santorum and away from Ron Paul. The whole anybody but Paul movement kind of lost out with Gingrich, Bachman, Perry, Romney not doing well. So they're all falling down. So what do? They say, well, let's Rick Santorum, that's the answer. You got to be kidding me. Oh, man, he is for every bill and law that they have ever passed, including the Patriot Act. And he would probably, and he was probably for NDAA also, the National Defense Authorization Act, which, by the way, was signed by the president. So we move into this new year with 40,000 new laws. 40,000 plus new laws. Think about that. Across the states, 40,000 new laws, and if you do that times 10 years, 400,000 laws, and how many of them have been good for you or for me? I mean, in Utah, affecting happy hour, whether there will be or not be a happy hour, looks like there won't. And, you know, some beneficial probably, texting while driving. But they also said no cell phone use in trucks. Big fine for that one. So I would just encourage you all to think about where we are in this world. It is not the rule of law. It is the control of the people by laws, of which they are doing so fast. And it is so obvious. Now that we see it, we've got to stop it. And there's only one man that would stop that, and that is Ron Paul, and they know it. They know they have got to stop this man. He's leading in the polls. He didn't even go to Iowa this past weekend. He went home with his family. I think he knows he's got it sewn up. And, of course, they're trying to bring up everything he's ever done in the past, which is nothing, really, to try and make him look dangerous. You know, now they're labeling him as, this is a man who won't go to war with Iran. And look at how they're trying to get people to think we're going to war with Iran with the Strait of Hormuz naval operations that are taking place there. It is just incredible. Oh, on television, they were also talking. Well, they've only got two choices now, the former director of Homeland Security. It's bomb Iran or let Iran get the bomb. Oh, come on. Bomb Iran or let Iran get the bomb. And then they're making it all look like they're ready to fire a nuclear weapon at the United States any time. So they're upping the ante to make it look like we need to go to war with Iran, but Ron Paul won't, so we can't have Ron Paul in there. Oh, man. People are getting it. Did you see where the Bachman manager, campaign manager, defected to Ron Paul? The campaign manager for Bachman is now with Ron Paul. And she said, well, they offered him a lot of money. That's why he went. And he's denying it, saying, nobody offered me any money. Well, I'm sure he's getting paid. I mean, it's a job. Did you see where the United States gave another big bunch of money to Finland for their cars? Finland, yeah. To help them build electric cars. And you're telling me that we don't have enough money to make this country work here, so we've got to go tax the people more? No, they're just looking for places to give more money away so they can go tax the people and break your backs. We're going to go over some of these wasted tax expenses one of these days, because I think we should look at the very fact that, yeah, they could cut back if they chose to, but they don't choose to. I have a letter that I received encouraging all Muslims to vote for Ron Paul. We don't have time to do that today, but I think that's fascinating. All Muslims to vote for Ron Paul. I want to play quickly here a clip of a television radio show. The reason being, Mark Levin, who is a national talk show host, had a caller. This caller called in, I think we'll have to wait till the bottom of the hour to do the, or to the break to do this, had a neurosurgeon call in who had just been to Washington, D.C. And I want to thank Susan very much for sending this. She was able to capture it. In which they discussed what it's going to be like in the Obama program, the healthcare program, for a person over 70 years of age. They are no longer called patients, by the way. They will be called units. And so after the break, when we come back, I think you're going to want to hear this. This is a neurosurgeon calling in and saying, I'm just leaving D.C. I heard your program. They were talking about the Obama healthcare program. And he said, people over 70 years of age will be called units. And if you are over 70 years of age, you will not get any neurosurgical care should you have a problem. So we will play that after the break. Also, a medical student is now facing at least 3 years in jail. Now, this is the kind of laws that we have in this country. Medical student went to the 9/11 memorial. She always carried a gun in her purse. She didn't realize the gun was in her purse, which she probably should have in the state of New York, of course. She was a tourist from Tennessee. She had a gun. And when she got to the 9/11 memorial, it said no weapons allowed. And so she asked the guard, where can I check my gun? Guess what? They arrested her, took her to jail. And she now faces 3 years in prison. She's 39 years old. She is in the last year of medical school, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the laws. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to TomatoLoversChristmas.com. That's TomatoLoversChristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 2 January 2012. Remember our motto, don't just breathe, choose to inhale. Choose to inhale. Choose to make a difference in everything that you do. And I only wish for you the best this year. I only wish the absolute best. But we're going to have to make it happen. We're going to have to change some things for sure. This Obama healthcare plan has so many things in it that we're not aware of. So much information, so much regulation in it that, I mean, I don't know anyone that has read it. However, this neurosurgeon was on his way back from Washington, D.C. He was attending a seminar in D.C. for neurosurgeons under Health and Human Services. It was explaining neurosurgical care for people over the age of 70. Listen to the Mark Levin program call-in.
All right, let's see. Jeff, Chicago, Illinois. I know you're not listening on WLS because it's tape delayed there, but WLS Country, how are you listening? Or did you just pick up the phone?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I'm driving, actually, from Chicago to Detroit. But yes, I heard you talking earlier about the government not knowing how to make pencils, and then you talked about brain surgeons, and I happen to be a brain surgeon. So I found your topic quite interesting, and actually just returned from Washington, D.C., where we were reading over what the Obama health care plan would be for advanced neurosurgery for patients over 70, which we all found quite disturbing because as our population gets older, the majority of our patients are getting over 70 that require stroke therapy or aneurysm therapy. And basically what the document stated was if you're over 70 and you come into an emergency room and you're on government-supported health care, that you get comfort care.
And wait a minute. What document and where did you hear? What's the source for this?
This is Obama's new health care plan for advanced neurosurgical care.
And who issued this? HHS?
Yes. And basically, they don't call them patients. They call them units. And instead of, they call it ethics panels or ethics committees would get together and meet and decide where the money would go for hospitals and basically for patients over 70 years of age, that advanced neurosurgical care was not generally indicated.
So it's generally going to be denied?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let me ask you this. Is this published? Go ahead.
If someone comes in at 70 years of age with a bleed in their brain, I can promise you I'm not going to get a bunch of administrators together on an ethics panel at 2 in the morning to decide that I'm okay to do surgery.
Let me ask you this. Is this published somewhere where the general public, in other words, a pedestrian like me, can get a hold of it? No?
Not yet.
So this was discussed just with your community of neurosurgeons?
Yes, exactly. The AANS and CNS, the American Association of Neurosurgeons and the Congress of Neurosurgeons, because everybody knows cuts are coming in medicine and reimbursement, and we're the most expensive out of all the fields in medicine, and we're the smallest field. But at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, we're the ones that are in the operating room, and we have to wait for an ethics panel to convene, which are not made of physicians, which are made of administrators, to decide whether a patient should receive our care.
So Sarah Palin was right. We're going to have these death panels, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. I'm German by heritage, and I've read the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, and basically if they call them, they don't call them patients, they call them units, and if you're a unit above a certain age, you get comfort care instead of advanced neurosurgical intervention.
Now, this you went to a seminar in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, where a few of my former partners, two of them, have gone to work for. One is running the VA system, and one is head of the Congress of Neurosurgeons out of D.C.
And this information is based, you're certain, on representations and information provided by HHS and other government officials?
Yep.
And when will the rest of us become aware of it? After the election?
Probably. I mean, if, you know, there's so many things that the government keeps under control that are used in surgery called HUD devices or humanitarian use devices that we're allowed to use now because they haven't undergone full FDA approval. And they're just used in surgery because people know it's the right thing to do, but the government can step in at any time like they did 2 months ago with the device and said, you know, this device.
So there you got it. We will be called units. And over 70 years of age, good luck. You're not going to get medical care. That is unless you are Dick Cheney or someone like that. Now, do you understand the importance of taking care of your health? Do you understand that there's not going to be that backup? We've got to, one day at a time, improve our health. And we're going to do that at the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic grades for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panel to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 33 minutes after the hour. We have Bob Chapman joining us today. I'm not going to take a lot of time introducing the guests today because they're well known to you. That's why they're on the program today. They're the best guest, the most dependent upon guest, and those that we look to find some direction for where we're headed. And, of course, the editor of the financial newsletter, the international forecaster, Bob Chapman, joins us today. Bob, thank you so much for joining us at the beginning of 2012, which will be the best year ever. Is that right?
I don't know. Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And it's very nice to be back again. It's going to be a difficult year, and I've got a take on it that most everybody doesn't have yet. And I think that it's going to be a little bit better than people thought it was.
Interesting. Well, that's good to hear because it was looking a little rough, or looking a lot rough, just recently with the expected demise of the euro. Why do you say that it's going to be a little bit better than we thought?
It's quite a long story, but what I will do is just give you an overview. Just recently, legally, but secretly, the German government, the Bundesbank, they lent the European Central Bank about $600 billion. That money was earmarked to help bail out the six countries on a temporary basis that are in trouble over there. And I think you all know the six countries, and so I won't go into it. Then the U.S. Federal Reserve by using a technical way, the Federal Reserve is swapping $1 trillion with the European Central Bank, and the European Central Bank swaps back euros. Now, the reason I've done it that way is because it's illegal for them to do that, and that is loan each other money. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they say it's not a loan, it's a swap. So they ignore the law. They ignore the content and the goodwill of the law in doing so. Now, for those of you who don't know, there's a thing called fractional banking. And when a bank has money, normally they will lend 9 times the money that they have on deposit. Sometimes they go up to 70-1. Recently, their overall banks are around 30-1 leverage. And even if they only use 9-1, they're looking at $14 trillion if they roll that money and fractionalize it. Now, I know that is quite big to get into your head, but that's what they're doing right now. Because all the other avenues were shut off to them. Legal abilities through the Maastricht Treaty 1991-92 and the Lisbon Agreement of about a year and a half or two ago. Now, in the process of the next couple of years, they expect to change those treaties and make them read the way they want them to read because they don't like the way they are now. Now, what does that mean? That means that the recession that's underway in Europe is going to reverse, and it's going to go back up to even to plus GDP, gross domestic product. Germany's growth could probably go to 1.5-2%. The rest of Europe probably 1.5-1%.
Yeah, that's certainly
but
not what we've been hearing.
Over into England as well as the United States. And the -1 to 1.5% that they would have had will be offset, and they'll probably come up with a +1.5, maybe +2. So that means that this coming year in Europe, England, and the United States, the economy should go sideways. And that's an improvement, because otherwise it was going to head south. And so that's something that very few, if any, analysts and economists are expecting, but they don't do the things that I do. And 6 months from now, they'll say, oh, gee, look, the economy's improving like we said it would, but they won't tell you the reason because they don't know.
Well, what about the states in this country here that are bankrupt, the cities that are bankrupt, the federal government that is bankrupt? How are we going to offset that right here at home?
Well, what they've been doing, two states did this just recently. I can't remember the names of them. But then again, I can't remember everything. And they floated bonds to keep the status quo going. They still don't get it. Now, the both of them did that in order to offset the money that they borrowed from the federal government to pay for unemployment and extended unemployment benefits. Now, what do they do for their next act? All they're doing is piling debt upon debt.
Right.
Instead of making the crucial cuts that are needed to bring things back to an even keel, we'll call it. And so those two states, and maybe others, are not addressing the problem and probably won't. They'll go sell some bonds too. And incidentally, the bonds were on a varying rate, which is very unusual with municipals. And usually you have 3% for the next 20 years or something like that. And they may be paying 3%, but with CPI, that can change.
Hey, John, I think
CPI
your mic
goes
is open.
Up, which it will, it'll change.
Are you there, Bob?
I certainly am.
Okay. Well, it looks as though, you know, we've got chaos coming. There are some people that are reporting things. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. The Federal Reserve told to shut down immediately. That was one story that came out, Fulford report. There, Michael Hudson, a former Wall Street economist, saying that there's going to be a major change in the currency in this country. Have you heard, you know, these stories? Are these stories just being generated to create attention in a different direction, or do you think there is about on the horizon something major coming down?
I don't quote Fulford on anything.
Okay. But do you think
okay.
that there is
and,
some...
I think it's misdirection, and there's a dozen of them out there.
Yeah, Roger Wigand.
There's two reasons why they do it. One is to sell whatever they're selling, or two, they're working for the government in their fronts. And I get into this in my publication. And some of these people I've known have been fronting for the government for years, sending out disinformation. You know, I was trained in this stuff. Maybe it was 55 or 60 years ago. But I have a photographic memory, and I'm not dumb. That is misinformation. And it goes on all the time. And it enrages me. Because I report the truth. And if I tell you something, and I don't know it for sure, I tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, maybe, probably. I don't have any proof, but maybe that would happen. You know, we've been hearing these galoops for the last 3 or 4 years telling us when we're going to have this new dollar, when this is going to change, when is the Federal Reserve going out of business. The only person that can put the Federal Reserve out of business is Ron Paul as President of the United States of America. And you people better get that through your heads. If you don't elect it, you don't even want to hear what's going to happen to you. You have no idea how diabolical these people in Washington and in Wall Street and the city of London really are.
That's scary.
You haven't seen anything yet. Did you look at what they passed 3 weeks ago under the Military Appropriations Act? The president can say, well, Mrs. Jones said she didn't like my administration. Go pick her up and disappear her.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, but did you get the rest of the writing in there? Everybody out there, are you listening? It encouraged homosexuality on military bases, and it approved on military bases in private housing the engagement of bestiality. Read it.
Yeah, it's incredible. People do not believe that this happened, but it did. The terrorism now, if you point out that animals are not being taken care of on a farm, on a factory farm, you are a terrorist. Any reason in the world, they can call you a terrorist, it seems like.
And I married my dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a matter of time.
Unbelievable.
A matter of time.
Can you people understand what's being done to you? This is your last chance. If you don't make that man president of the United States and elect people like him, you are doomed.
That's right. 40,000 new laws enacted as of January 1st. They're tying down everyone with one string at a time called a law. Gulliver, as in Gulliver's Travels, and the Lilliputians tie down the giant, and he can't get up after enough laws are placed over him. It's just so obvious to those of us who seek the truth, but not to those who are sitting back and thinking that all it is important is who wins whatever football game. Let me go to the stock market now, because the price of gold has taken a serious downward trend. And also we're hearing that people are saying it may go as low as $1,450. What are your thoughts on gold and silver?
So what? It's selling at $1,550. What's $100? 2 days of trading? Look, the markets are being manipulated under the president's working group in financial markets. An executive order signed in August of 1988 by Ronald Reagan. I've passed word to Ron Paul. It's the second most important thing you can do is use an executive order and destroy it. Because they're rigging markets throughout the world 24/7. It's not just gold and silver. It's everything. And they won't tell you about it. Everything's being done in secret by a secret government behind the government.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that has to be done away with because the markets are rigged. Your government just brought the price of gold down from $1,923 an ounce to under $1,500 an ounce. It's higher than that now. The point is the correction's over. Be a buyer. They can't keep it down indefinitely. They don't have enough instruments to do that. Chinese, Indians, Russians, Brazilians, Argentinians, Mexico, India, Middle East are buying gold and silver hand over fist and taking delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same thing. Very important.
And
if
silver.
You want to engage in buying the stock, that's fine. They're way, way, way underpriced. In fact, they're selling at about 15 times earnings. You got that?
What? Okay.
At the top
explain
of
to
the
people
market
what that means.
In June of 1988, the P.E. ratio was 350 times earnings. Just think about it. But the point is, gold is down because they wanted it down. What is gold and silver going to do? They're going to go right back up again. They don't have the power to keep them down indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
You take advantage of the correction, and you buy.
China just said the only currency is gold, and they're buying it, like you said, quote-unquote, hand over fist, as fast as they can. Now, not all people can afford gold. I mean, you know, and people think that the gold only comes in ounces. It comes in tenth ounces. It comes in half ounces. Get silver then, whatever, because... What I mean, but you're saying the currency is going to stay as it is. Do you believe through 2012?
Oh yes, the dollar is going to keep on trading as it is because you have troubles that are prevalent in other parts of the world, like the second strongest currency in the world, which is the euro. The euro got down to 128 this week, and it closed here on Friday at 129.43. And it's not going to go anywhere fast. The Europeans like the currency advantage where they can sell their products cheaper to others. If we had time this morning, I would tell you the structure. But I've just given you an overview.
Well, they need to get the newsletter
going to recover. Then. Europe's going to recover, and the reason why is all that money is being pumped in there. And it will slosh over into England and the United States, and we'll have pluses on the GDP basis. But in order to continue that beyond 6 months or a year, they're going to have to put more money in over and over and over again. And in that process, all currencies will become suspect and devalued against gold and silver, which will continue to go up in value no matter how many times they attack it. It's the only real money in the world. And it's very important that you're not in currencies per se, that you're in gold and silver coins, bullion, and shares. And that's it. There is no other outlet. And if you find one, please email and let me know.
Well, you know,
I've been saying that for years, and I haven't gotten the emails yet.
You're talking about the stocks being undervalued. American Airlines is at 35 cents a share right now. 35 cents a share. Bank of America, $5.56 a share. And, of course, Bank of America was the stock that lost the most percentage-wise in 2011. Any thoughts on Bank of America or the reason why American Airlines has dipped so low?
Well, I don't know the internals in American, but I do know that their action will be just merged into the other airlines. Bank of America will be nationalized. And they're going to keep on playing this game. They're not going to stop.
Let me ask
you. The dollar's not going to be replaced anytime soon. Look what they're doing over in Europe. Here's $1 trillion. Fractionalize it at 9 times. If you want to go 30, that's be my guess. You know how much that is? Maybe $100 trillion? at 30 times? Do you think that's enough money to keep the world economy going on a degenerative basis for the next 3, 4, 5 years? And the answer is yes. But this is their last shot, because once they do this, what they are doing now, and they will do it in the United States as a follow-up as well, because we get the same problems and England has the same problems. What's going to happen is currencies are going to fall against one another, but more importantly, they're going to fall more against gold and silver than anything else. We're looking at 12 years of 20% plus gains by gold and silver versus 9 major currencies on average. The exception is this year, I think this past year, it went up only 16% on gold average, and I'm guessing here.
Gotta go to the break. 3-minute break. We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley with Bob Chapman.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests, help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients, and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all 5 of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We're talking to Bob Chapman. Predictions for 2012. What does it look like in their eyes? The most respected guest that we've had on the program, Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. You can get a copy and find out what he is talking about. And before everybody else. That's right, before the rest of the world knows, because he seems to be up on all the information that people need to be aware of if you're in the markets. 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178 is the phone number. To contact Bob Chapman to get a copy of The International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, there are people that are asking the question, if American Airlines is at 35 cents and they probably will merge with Northwest or whomever the law will allow them to merge with, would it not be a good thing if they are in the market to invest in American Airlines now at 35 cents a share and then perhaps benefit from the merger?
No, because you're not a professional. Those kind of markets should be left to the professionals. The public shouldn't be in those kind of markets. The thing could turn around and I might say, well, there's nobody we can merge them with, so let's just dismantle them. Simple as that. Too much risk.
Okay.
The only deal I saw was back in 68. 67, 68, 69, Rolls-Royce was on the verge of going under. And I did a tremendous amount of business in London at the time. And so I was talking to people who knew lots about that. And they said, buy all the stock you can because this is what's going to happen. And we did that, and that's what did happen, and people made a lot of money. But for the average person, no, they don't want to do that.
Okay, so
they want
stay
to buy
out of
gold and silver coins and shares and keep their lives simple.
Other predictions that you would like to share with us today or other thoughts about what you see happening in this year?
Well, the startling thing that I've said so far is that we're going to go sideways this year and maybe 1.5 to 2% plus on GDP, and that's a tremendous departure from what everybody else thinks.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't realize what's going on in Europe and how much money's involved. And is the Fed and the ECB going to continue to do that? Probably. And they'll probably do it through fractional banking. And will the economies themselves be helped, like in employment and things like that? No. But one of the things that could happen is I have this terrible dilemma, and I don't have the answer for it yet. What is Germany up to? Do they want to stay in the Eurozone and continue to be the top dog? Or do they want to stay in the European Union and get rid of the euro? The flip side of that is, does Germany, if they leave the euro, they will be subject to tariffs, which they're not now, by many nations, just not Euroland nations. Maybe, but we don't know. There's all kinds of tremendous things happening in Europe right now that I can only get an inkling on, but they're big. And if Germany, now just throw this forward, if Germany comes out of the euro and loses a trade advantage, they've got to make it up by increasing productivity, which has averaged 2.5% since the Second World War in the United States. So if they can increase 4 to 5% in productivity every year, they can stay ahead of the Joneses in the country next door.
Let me just ask, John, quickly, do we have Sandeo ready to go? Okay. Bob Chapman, thank you so much for joining us today. I do appreciate very, very much your appearing on the Power Hour program all these years. Thank you so very much. You have a blessed year. We'll be back.